It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. Today is the 95th birthday of Her Majesty Elizabeth II, Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and head of the 15 other realms that comprise the British Commonwealth. Actually, the Queen celebrates two birthdays each year because British weather is so unpredictable. Although her actual birthday is today, she also has an official birthday that is celebrated every year on a Saturday in June, when ordinarily there will be public festivities including the spectacular Trooping of the Colour, a ceremony that began in 1805. Born Her Royal Highness Princess Elizabeth Alexandra Mary to the Duke and Duchess of York in London's Mayfair district in 1926, her grandfather, King George V, was the sovereign at the time. Her father ascended the throne on the abdication of his brother, King Edward VIII, in 1936, and 10-year-old Elizabeth became the heir presumptive. She was educated privately at home and began to undertake public duties during the Second World War, serving in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. In 1947, she married Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, a former prince of Greece and Denmark who died 12 days ago on April 9th at age 99. For nearly 73 and a half years, he was at her side in full support of the duties she took on when her father died in February 1952. She has ruled as a constitutional monarch through major political changes, such as the devolution of the United Kingdom, the accession of the United Kingdom to the European communities, Brexit, the Canadian patriation, and the decolonization of Africa. Between 1956 and 1992, the number of her realms varied as territories gained independence and as realms, including South Africa, Pakistan, and Ceylon, renamed Sri Lanka, became republics. Her many historic visits and meetings include a state visit to the Republic of Ireland and visits to or from five popes. Especially significant events have included her coronation in 1953 and the celebrations of her silver, golden, and diamond jubilees in 1977, 2002, and 2012, respectively. In 2017, she became the first British monarch ever to reach a sapphire jubilee. She is the longest-lived and longest-reigning British monarch. She is the longest-serving female head of state in world history, and the world's oldest living monarch. She is the longest reigning current monarch and oldest and longest serving current head of state. Elizabeth has occasionally faced anti-monarchy sentiments and press criticism of the royal family, in particular after the breakdown of her children's marriages, a particularly difficult year in 1992, and the death in 1997 of her former daughter-in-law, Diana, Princess of Wales. However, support for the monarchy in the United Kingdom has been and remains consistently high, as does her personal popularity. Despite occasional speculation that she might step aside and give her aging son a chance to rule as King Charles III, no one is betting on that. On her 21st birthday in 1947, she famously promised to her father's subjects throughout the British Empire, "I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and the service of our great imperial family, to which we all belong." It is also well to remember that her mother lived to be nearly 102. Our condolences, ma'am, and our very best wishes on your birthday as well. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 21st, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.